Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, your brain's broken. Let's fix it.
It is.
I don't know why I like saying that title, but you know, today Tim and I wanted to talk about some things that have kind of been in the news a little bit lately. You may have seen some of these videos on social media and stuff, and I do think there is some validity to it, you know. What we do these days as opposed to what I did as a kid is totally different. And there are studies now, you know, 10, 15, 20 years later, after all of these things like cell phones and electronic devices and gaming and social media and all of these things and how they contribute to your brain and how it works and how it's affecting us and stuff. And so, Tim?
Yeah, definitely. So this is part of a series. It's a four-part series we're doing called Productivity and Life Optimization. And so this episode and then the next three after, we're going to talk about similar things that kind of relate to this, because I think it's huge for any individual, but especially small business owners. So whether you're creating websites for clients or you're a full-time blogger or even if you have a business on the side, these things are going to help you to streamline and, you know, double down and focus and so forth. But on that, today, your brain is broken. If you think about smartphones and social media and the addiction that we have to these things, it's outrageous. So I'm going to touch here on smartphones. I'll let David talk about our social media addiction, but it's so crazy. And if you walk into any restaurant or coffee shop, any individual that's in there by themselves, chances are they're going to be on their phone. If they're not constantly on their phone, they're going to be picking it up every, you know, couple of minutes while they wait for their coffee to come up or wait for the food to be delivered. And then even if they are talking to someone else, if they're with someone, you're going to watch. If you watch someone long enough, they're going to pull out their smartphone and look at it in the middle of a conversation with someone. The addiction that we have to our smartphones is outrageous. Now, obviously, this isn't everyone, but I think it's enough of society for it to, you know, be looked at and kind of generalized like this. And I think everyone kind of has varying degrees of addiction. You know, you might be thinking this, well, not me, and that might be true. But overall, I think it's a problem. And I know for me, you know, I look at my smartphone all the time, and it's so much of a problem that Apple on the iPhone has added stats that will show you your habits and how much time total you're spending on your smartphone. And then it's going to show you how many times you picked up your phone and different things like that. And it's kind of alarming when you look at those stats. You're like, wow, I spent, you know, X amount of hours, or I picked it up, you know, this many times. And so if you think of that and then look at like productivity, and it's something that eats away at our productivity. Of course, smartphones can help you in your business, what you can do from the different apps to run your business. But at the same time, they're incredibly extracting, and we are incredibly addicted.
I couldn't agree more. You know, it's funny that we brought this topic up and stuff, because the other day as I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, which is what I'm going to talk about next, as great as social media is and as connected as it has made all of us on the planet, not just locally in the town where you live, but truly has connected us globally, which I think there's some good things that come from that. But I also think there's some down things that come with the social media aspects and stuff. And like I was saying, as I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, I came across a video about how addiction to technology and what the impacts that it actually has on the brain. And it was by an author and a TED speaker. Is that such a person? Is it a TED speaker or TED talker?
Yeah. Either one works.
A TED Talks speaker. How about that? His name was Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K. You can do a Google search. And I got to tell you, when he was talking, it just made a lot of sense. And, you know, how much these things smartphones, addiction, you know, social media and stuff, and how much it has impacted our lives. And now, like I was started this podcast off with, you know, over the past 20 years, there's actually studies that they've done, that they've proven research, that, you know, how these things are true, how it definitely impacts the brain and the way that we think. And, the older generation, you know, jokingly talk about evolution, and they say, they're saying that, you know, and by the year 2050, the thumb will be so huge because of all the texting and everything that's done, you know. Who knows? It might happen. But, you know, social media, Facebook is great, but man, it is distracting. You know, I mean, I don't know if we work like we used to work years ago when we didn't have these distractions. I can guarantee you that social media probably, man, I would be scared to say how much time I actually spend on social media throughout the day if I track it. And guess what? There's software out there that will track it for you and will let you know exactly how much time you're spending on these things. And I think it may shock you. It may really, really surprise you because it's constantly open. Mine's always open. YouTube, Facebook, those two are always open for me. And I'm constantly scanning them and pinging between them and stuff. So I think we've brought to light some of the things that, you know, we're all distracted by social media. We're addicted to our smartphones and stuff. And I do think that's valid. You know, what are some of the things that we can do to, you know, fix it?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that in part four of the series. Talk about some tips and stuff. But yeah, I was just looking up because I remembered a stat here and I had to find it. But the average attention span of a human, according to a study by Microsoft, is 8 seconds, which is ridiculous. And as David was talking, I was finding myself distracted. You know, and then it made me think about this, the attention span, and I went and got the stat here. But yeah, it's crazy. And social media and the addiction of smartphones and all of that is all contributing to that, to where you can't focus on what someone is saying without being distracted. And it's not just smartphones and social media. Your email can also be that way. The fact that we have 1,000 browser tabs open at all times, looking at different things, we're not, you know, we're trying to multitask, looking at 10 different things at once. And every time we get a new email, we go and look to see what the email is, who it's from, if it's important. You know, those all contribute, in my opinion, to our brain being broken. And we're going to talk about, again, some tips in part four of this series that can help, because I think it all contributes to a decrease in productivity and getting stuff done for your business and helping move your business forward. Hopefully this was helpful. Obviously, we didn't share all the tips yet, but we will get there. Stay tuned. Let us know what you think in the comments, and you know, share with us kind of, you know, what you have experienced and how you've discovered how your brain is broken because of these things.
Tomorrow we've got part two of productivity and life optimization series. And we're going to be discussing healthy habits that lead to success. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.